Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
And Oliver Norwood's made a bit of a hash of it there as it falls to
Kieran Broome in the box in space. 1-1!
Finish.
Kieran Broome with the equaliser. A skipper's goal in front of a relieved Dartley Park. It's now Ashwood City 1, Sheffield United 1.
Did you see that?
Yeah, good finish. By Kieran standards, anyway.
No, it was a celebration.
I wasn't watching.
Yeah, that's because you were looking at your phone.
Correct.
Unsociable.
Well, actually, my phone has the contacts of everybody I know. It's actually much more sociable than chatting to you.
Yeah, well, now you've just missed something pretty bloody significant.
Is it your advertising board for the country club? Because you've shown me twice.
No, it isn't. Besides, the real gem is the radio advert, which is out this week.
Right, well, what did I miss then, Patrick? Please tell me, I'm desperate to know.
Well, it's shit. I'll tell you that much. It's a real shitter.
What was?
It's not so much what it was, it's what it wasn't.
What is this? A fucking riddle? Just tell me.
Broomey didn't kiss the badge.
The bollocks.
He didn't.
He always kisses the badge.
Yeah, not this time. Watch the replay here.
Oh, he touches the badge.
Yeah, I know.
He kind of pats it lovingly.
That's a patronising tap. That's not a loving pat.
I don't know. I think it's still the same sentiment.
It's not the same sentiment at all.
Well, yeah, it is. He's acknowledging the club that he's just scored for.
Yeah, that's not the same as kissing the badge, Jess.
Well, what do you want him to do, Patrick? Kiss the badge every time?
Yes, that's exactly what I want him to do. I want him to snog the fucking thing.
What else? Would you like him to buy it some Bacardi Breezes and get dry humping? Or perhaps a bottle of Lambrini and maybe we can see if he can get his fingers wet.
Jessica Tate, can you please
what?
Keep that kind of conversation out of the executive box?
They don't feel like a Premier League side, do they?
What? What do you mean?
Oh, relax, Patrick. I don't mean us. I mean the Blades.
Oh, look, here comes my advert again.
Ugh.
Hey, what do they call them, the Blades, anyway?
Because I'm going to cut your throat whilst we watch them.
Woody.
Broomey didn't kiss the fucking badge!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
Just as woeful and just as inept. Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. That's the end of our politics hour. On to the football. I've got Billy with me as always. How are we, Billy?
I'm great, because it was a great weekend of football, and I'm ready for today's show.
Wonderful stuff. We're going to start with that Man City-Tottenham game. Deja vu for poor old Pep, Billy. Jesus, on this occasion, failing to deliver that miracle thanks to VAR.
In their first home game of the season, Ashwood City seal a 1-1 draw with newly promoted Sheffield United. Despite the slightly disappointing result, the concerns of the Ashwood City hierarchy lie elsewhere. Chief Executive Patrick Nolan is in conversation with Chief Player Liaison Officer Theo Clinton to address those concerns.
Hey Theo, listen, I'm not one to kiss and tell, but I've got some gossip on Kieran.
You've got some gossip on Kieran?
Yeah. So we take him out, put him on the pitch against Sheffield United, give him his favourite position, pay him £88,000 for the privilege, and guess what?
What?
He doesn't kiss us at the end of the evening.
Patrick, can I call you back?
No.
It's just, I'm in the middle of something right now.
What, is it strangling Kieran Broome? Because I was just about to do the same thing.
No, I'm just on the way to something right now.
Yeah, well, you can finish talking when you get there, yeah? Where are you going?
A funeral.
What, on a Monday morning?
Yeah.
Christ, that's bleak.
Yeah, so can I call you back?
Well, how long until you get there?
Maybe 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, then I'll let you go after 4 or 5 minutes, okay? Well, it might even be 3, you know? Let's see how we go.
Patrick.
Theo, what have I been discussing with you all over the summer, every week, in the build-up to the start of the season?
Kieran Broome's contract.
Yes, Kieran Broome's contract. And you assured me it was nothing to do with wanting to play elsewhere or his attachment to the club. It was nothing to do with his agent. It was just wanting to be paid that little bit more. And what did I say?
You said wait until Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. I said wait until Christmas. I was going to come down his chimney, drink his whiskey, eat his carrots and give him a contract for £97,000 a week plus bonuses.
Yeah, that's all fine. That's what was agreed. And I told him the club was going to look after him.
Right, then what in the name of Nicholas and Elka was that shit yesterday?
What shit, Patrick?
He didn't kiss the fucking badge, Theo. He always kisses the badge. He's kissed that badge more times than his own mother.
His mother died when...
No, I knew that. All right, his foster parents. Not in a sinister way.
Patrick, can this wait? Seriously now.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
Hey, Theo, what's that song called? You know, the one that goes, I kissed a badge and I liked it. Tastes a lot like 97,000 fucking pounds.
Well, the original was Katy Perry, but that's your own brother.
I'm speaking to Kieran today.
He won't like that. Just wait until I'm available.
Yeah, well, you better make yourself available.
I can't do that, Patrick. I'm going to a funeral.
Then get out of it. Just turn around and come to the stadium.
No, I can't do that, Patrick. I really can't.
And Kieran is fucked. Yeah, I'll pull that contract. I'll tell Arsenal what he does in his private life. Yeah, I'll tell Napoli what he does in his private life.
I don't think Napoli will mind his sexual activity.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, well, I'll make something up to tell Napoli.
Patrick.
The only thing you can kiss is his career. Good fucking bye. Yeah, and all thanks to the Chief Player Liaison Officer who assured me of his happiness at the club. Theo? Theo?
No, I know. I'm thinking.
I'll send Woody to the funeral, Theo. Now, don't make me do that. Between you and me, the last one he attended, well, you could argue he was responsible for it in the first place, but that's just between you and me.
Fine, fine.
Theo.
Excuse me.
Theo.
Excuse me. Would you be able to drop me off at Dartley Park?
Theo, are you in an Uber?
I thought you were driving. It's not acceptable. I have some work stuff I have to do. I'm not saying you have to wait outside with the corpse. Just drop me off.
Theo.
I know, Dad. I'm sorry. I just have to.
No, Theo, I didn't mean it.
It's a hearse. The traffic will move
Jesus,
out of the way.
Jesus, Theo. Theo, can you hear me? You don't have to... Oh, fuck.
But what Kevin De Bruyne is able to do as a captain is lead by example. He's different to someone like Kieran Broome. He did score, and thank God for Van Schmidt that he did, but he's much more of an organiser. You know, he's a shouter, he's a screamer.
Well, you say that, Billy.
An organiser requires a level head, and you've got to ask, does Kieran Broome have that right now? Honestly, I don't know. I think with all that contract talk and, you know, over the summer, I think his head's
gone.
Well,
he didn't kiss the badge.
No, he didn't. And that's a massive concern for the club.
We can actually go to social media on this. I've got a few messages about it. Farage Banks 69 on Twitter says, if Broome doesn't kiss the badge, then the soul of the club has well and truly died. Was it killed by the foreign players? Hashtag enough is enough. Marky the Sparky says, if Broomy doesn't want to kiss the badge, then he can kiss his career goodbye. Wow. And we've got ACFC Greg on Twitter. He says, in February 1999, my wife
didn't kiss me goodnight for the first time in 11 years. A week later, I found her in bed with... just going to get to the next part of the thread here. In bed with Lyme disease. She nearly died that year. If Broomy isn't kissing the badge, then there is something wrong. Don't ignore the warning signs. That's ACFC Greg there. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Look, I can't talk long, so my advert's on soon. Oh, are you listening to the radio?
Yes, yes, how exciting. Look, I'm running late, Patrick, and the road's jammed up.
Ah, it's probably just an accident.
Yeah, I think it's a funeral procession.
Nah, probably not. Hey, listen, I plan on unleashing Woody on Kieran Broom. What are your thoughts on that?
Has Woody had his rabies vaccinations?
I don't think so.
Tricky one.
Yeah.
Look, you can't push Kieran too hard, otherwise it really is the end of him in an Ashwood shirt.
Which means a lot of other shirts go unsold.
Yup. What's his agent saying?
It's a bit muffled under the mountain of cash. I'm going through Theo.
Christ fucking hell.
Do you think he'd stay if I offered him half-price membership at the country club?
No, don't do that.
You sure? I was going to go with 25%, but I figured since he's the club captain...
He's going to run down the contract, Patrick. I know it. He's going to do a Ramsey.
Yeah, but if he runs down the contract and we make Champions League, then, yeah, who's laughing? Yeah, well, you could snap him up for less if we wanted.
Did you say Championship or Champions League?
Champions League.
Why would you say that?
Because we could make top four or win the Europa League.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just pointing out the possibilities.
No, they're impossibilities, Patrick. You're just pointing out impossibilities.
Well, look, I can't help it, all right? I'm an optimist at heart.
Look, Patrick... You can't force him to kiss the badge.
I'm not forcing him.
You're putting pressure on him to.
But he always kisses the badge. He's kissed the badge loads of times.
Doesn't mean he has to do it when he doesn't want to.
Well, why doesn't he want to?
Maybe he didn't feel like it.
Well, if he doesn't feel like it, then we have a bigger problem.
Not necessarily. Sometimes people just aren't in the mood. You know, sometimes people have a headache or are just tired.
How can you not be in the mood if you love the club?
It's not about loving the club. It's about you not expecting these sexual favours out of him just because we've had him for so long and that's been the norm. He wasn't in the mood, OK? It's got nothing to do with if he loves the club or not.
So, everything good with you?
Yep, everything's fine. Apart from this fucking traffic, it's a standstill.
Yeah, bloody idiot drivers. Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
What was that?
It's the AA. Or at least someone who should be in AA.
What do you want?
Hey, pal.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm jogging.
You're not going anywhere.
I know, I'm talking to you, so I'm jogging on the spot.
Well, can you stop it, please?
Can't stop, pal. Gotta keep going.
Right, then go.
What's with this traffic?
Don't know. Hey, can you get to the bottom of this Kieran Broom issue?
The kiss of death.
Yeah, something like that. He needs to know he's a small cog now.
He's not a small cog, he's the captain.
What was that? Was that your car?
Yeah, it was the car, Woody.
Shite rider. Nice one. Hey, Kit, how's it going?
I'm stuck in traffic, talking to you two.
Ooh, that's a bad day. Not me. Freedom. Free to roam the highways of Britain in wee Lycra shorts. Look at those.
Jesus Christ, Lycra is for cycling, Woody. You need to wear something loose-fitting, not that.
I know. It's a bit too tight, isn't it?
A bit tight. I can Fenwas had a looser fit than that.
Thanks very much.
What is going on?
David Hasselhoff here is just admiring my Lycra package.
I'm not looking at his package. I'm remarking on the packaging. That's a different thing. Look, I really need to put the radio back on because my advert's going to be on any minute.
Oh, it's your country club ad this week. Well, that's exciting. Can I, get my free membership?
Absolutely not. Even fully paid, I don't think you'd pass the etiquette requirements.
Fine. Don't need it anyway. Got all the exercise I need right here. Ah, fucking hell. Someone's chucked at the door.
Woody, if you're free to roam the highways of Britain, you shouldn't be late.
Turn that car off, Patrick.
I'll come and find you and run you down.
Just stop jogging.
You wouldn't be able to catch me, you four-wheeled carbon-spewing fucker. Saving the planet here, mate.
Fuck off. Who do you think you are, Greta Thunberg?
Woody, can you sort this out for me? I don't want to brush this broom thing under the carpet.
Sure, pal. I'll roll him up in the carpet and take him to the tip.
Just... keep in mind he's a big name. A big, big name.
How big are we talking?
Fucking big. Like that Welsh town or Jan Venegor of Hesseling.
Christ, that's big.
Oh my God. Woody, he's trying to run that contract down. The badge thing was a mind game. Look, you don't need to get into the nitty shitty. Just ask him if everything is okay.
Just ask him if everything's okay.
Oh God, can you please stop jogging?
I've never asked any player if everything is okay. How do I even say that?
Just do it.
But put more clothes on before you do.
Jog on, marathon man.
God, it looks like a marathon bar from where I'm sat.
Hey, that's deep fried marathon bar, thanks very much. Anyway, I better get back to it.
Yeah, please do.
See what the problem is up ahead. And if they ain't dead now, they fucking will be when I get hold of them.
Woody, I wouldn't...
Fucking indicate. Oh, God. He's just chucked past me.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Why is it so tight? Why is his arse so defined?
I don't know. He God, he looks like a figure skating golem.
Why is he doing this?
Climate change. He wants to save the world.
Well, it's not worth it.
Yeah, God, bring on the apocalypse.
Yeah, I'll take apocalypse now over Full Metal Cracker.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Closely at the footage, Charlie. Kieran still touches the badge.
That's not good enough.
Why not? Why do you say that, Charlie?
It's a kiss, or it's nothing.
Yeah, but why is it, Charlie, that Kieran Broom is obliged to kiss the badge?
Look, he loves the club, right? What do you do when you love someone? Yeah, you hug them, you buy them stuff, you let them out of the house to see their friends once a week, and most importantly, you kiss them.
Fine, Charlie, you make a good point, but think about this, right? Nacho Monreal was Arsenal's captain v Burnley on Saturday. If he had scored, would you expect him to be kissing the badge?
Nacho Monreal was captain?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, the world's gone mad.
Woody!
We'll be back to the football in just a
Woody.
Moment.
Woody! Oi!
Football. I won't see my beloved
spandex ballet, over here!
Word. I won't be going
Alex, what the fuck is this?
Anyway, throughout the
that's my car. What the fuck is that?
This is my Mandex.
Your Mandex? You know, if you're jogging, you should wear loose clothing.
Aye, back to my question. What in the name of Richard Hammond's fractured skull is this?
It's my car. I told you, I bought a new car.
Alex, it's a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I know.
You look like a football.
You can stand still, you know.
And you can drive a sensible car, not a footballer's car.
I don't look like a footballer. I look like someone that's had a really good year.
Yeah, aye, as a footballer.
What's wrong with me driving a Lamborghini?
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, like, what's going on? It's like a midlife crisis or something.
I'm 34.
It's about halfway, isn't it? Mutton dressed as Lambo, that's you.
34 is not halfway.
Well, when you're as fit and healthy as me, it's nowhere near halfway.
Last time I saw you, you were in your office having a cucumber and a Red Bull for dinner.
Aye. Healthy vegetables and, hydration. What the fuck are you listening to?
I'm waiting for Patrick's advert.
Oh, aye.
You spoken to Kieran yet?
Well, I'm not covered in his blood and my knuckles aren't bruised, so no.
What are you going to say?
I'm told to see what's up with him.
Yeah, that's nice. You don't have to jog whilst talking to me, by the way.
And I need to gauge whether the frigid fucker wants his new contract or if he's speaking to someone else.
You think he is?
I do, aye. Of course he fucking is.
Who?
Well, Napoli and Arsenal want him, but they've been chasing him since January. And then we've got a new set of car keys in the bowl. I'm just trying to work out which dirty cunt they belong to, you know.
Any suspicions?
Aye. The dirtiest cunt of the lot.
Leeds?
No, he's not going to Championship.
Chelsea?
They can't buy players, Alex.
West Ham?
Okay, maybe not the dirtiest, but a fucking filthy club anyhow.
Well, you're not narrowing it down.
Everton.
Everton? They're not a dirty club.
Hey, don't judge a book by its underachieving cover.
They're a family club.
That's exactly what they want you to think.
Can you stop jogging?
But the truth is, it ain't Goodison, Alex. It's Badison.
Well, you know more than me.
Aye, I do. There's plenty of clubs out there that look all squeaky clean, but in truth, they're as crooked as Steve Bruce's nose.
Example?
Swansea.
Swansea? No.
Oh, aye. You're not chuffed, those swans will break your arm.
Who else?
Bournemouth.
Oh, now you're just talking shite.
I never talk shite, actually. Not on Mondays, anyway. Just the rest of the week.
Hey, look. Same car as me.
That's Broomy.
Is it?
He's leaving. What the fuck?
My rims are different.
I know, I'm stuck in traffic.
Yeah, me too. Did you see a Lamborghini come your way?
I've seen your car, Alex. We're all very impressed. Bye now.
No, I think it's Kieran leaving Dartley Park. He just went by.
Shit! I see him. Shit!
So the bollards for the turning into the ground have trapped the hearse.
Well, reverse. Get that corpse away from the training ground.
We can't. We're stuck.
Fucking hell, this is not what I had in mind today.
Me neither.
You should have told me you were in a hearse, Theo, for fuck's sake.
I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, well, you're not helping. You've blocked up the whole road.
It's the entrance. It's too tight.
God, kill me. Kill me now.
Can I call you back, Patrick?
No, you can tell me exactly how you got us into this position.
Well, my mum died last Tuesday.
No, not the traffic, the contract, the fucking contract.
I'm not his agent, Patrick.
You assured me that we didn't need to deal with his slimy fuck of an agent yet. You assured me you had a good relationship with him. You assured me that you could convince him to stay prior to contract talk so I could rip him off.
It doesn't help when your legal department have been outsourced to
keep
some...
talking and it'll be your funeral soon enough. Sorry, that was... That was really mean.
Nothing has changed with how he feels about Ashwood.
Yeah, well, it didn't look like that yesterday, did it? Hold on, I've got a call waiting. What?
Watch the other side of the road.
Oh, is this a parable or a chicken joke?
Just watch the oncoming cars.
Is that Kieran?
Yes, it is. He's left the ground.
Oh, you don't say.
Look, can you speak to someone on the training ground and find out why he's left early?
Tell Woody to get down there.
Well, he's not answering.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Stupid lycra bellend.
Hold on.
Patrick,
Not now, Theo.
Yep.
Go to the training ground immediately. I need to know why Broomy's left.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
I can't breathe. Oh, the chin. Oh, fuck me.
You need to wear loose clothing. Where are you?
I'm just at the front entrance, pal. I'm dead. I'm absolutely dead.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
Patrick, I can't get to the training ground, pal. You're going to have to give me half an hour. Oh, I feel like my gooch is bleeding.
Oh, God almighty.
What's up?
Alex, I need a favour.
Anyway, I just look sad and...
Yeah, go on, I'll have some chewing gum as well, please, mate.
Are you Kieran Broome?
I am, mate, yeah.
It's free. You keep your money. Oh. You're my son's favourite player.
Thank you, mate. Thanks a lot.
Don't leave us, mate.
Thanks for the gum and the drink, mate.
No, please. Right. Just give us a few more years, Broome. Yeah. You're the heart of this club.
Have a good day, mate.
If you're leaving Lashwood, at least pay for the Lucozade, at least.
On him. And I tell you what, going back to Broomey, I tell you what, if Broomey does run that contract down, then Chelsea is exactly the kind of place where he could make a difference and will bin off this that Jorginho nonsense.
No, no, don't change that.
Fucking hell, who said that?
It's me, it's Patrick.
Fuck are you doing? But get out of my fucking car.
It's not your car, it's Alex Morrison's car.
Fuck, how are you leaving here? They're not even back seats, you know?
Yeah, well, I realise that now.
Get out, mate. Seriously.
Look, this isn't your car, okay? Now get back to Dartley Park immediately.
You are insane, mate. Actually insane.
God, how did I even get back here?
You alright?
God, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Why didn't you sit in the passenger seat?
Because, firstly, you'd see me. And secondly, I thought this was more daunting.
It doesn't have back seats.
Yes, I know that. All right, get yourself back to Dartley Park and back to training. Ah, God, I'll sort the contract.
He sent me home.
What?
Gaffer sent me home.
Oh, that fucking Dutch maniac. God damn it.
I've got a funeral.
A funeral?
Yeah, one of the player liaison officers, his mum's passed away. He's a good pal, like, you know, and as club captain, I feel like I should.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah, he probably should, yeah.
Can I get my car back?
Yeah, if you just head back to the car park there.
You're right, Patrick.
Yeah, all good. All good.
Ah, there it is, right. So you just parked in front of mine to try and like, trap me?
Yeah, kinda.
Right.
Right, well, thanks for, thanks for clearing all that up, Kieran.
We'll talk about my contract a bit later in the season, yeah?
Kieran! Oh, fucking hell. Oh, my God, my knees.
How did it go?
Yeah, marvellous. Just fucking marvellous.
Did he tell you about the back seat?
Yes, he told me about the fucking back seat, for fucking sake. Fuck! That's the leather. That's the leather.
Do you need help?
No, I've got it. It's all fine here. Oh, Christ!
Want me to put the radio on?
Yeah, sure.
Another Premier League victory.
Oh, my advert. Listen.
Club can often take it out of you. Let's keep going, team. The big match is coming up. Fortunately, I have a place where I can go to relax. These are the traffic alerts.
Traffic. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Be aware that there is an obstruction on Ashwood Way causing major delays.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This was a Stakhanov production.
Another Premier League victory.
Running a football club can often take it out of you.
Let's keep going, team. The big match is coming up.
Fortunately, I have a place where I can go to relax. Broadleaf Country Club offers an exclusive spa with a full treatment list. Ooh. But if that isn't your thing, we've got plenty of other options. Swimming. Tennis. Golf.
Four.
Archery. Bullseye. Or why not take a stroll in the surrounding woodland? Feel at one with nature and the local wildlife. And after all that, why not head to the award-winning restaurant for some delicious local cuisine? Medium rare. My favourite. Broadleaf Country Club. Get your membership now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.